What's up, everyone? Welcome back to the Business Breakthrough here with Brett Fisher, longtime listener, first time caller. I'm just kidding. What's up, man? Welcome, welcome to the Breakthrough series, man. How are you?
Doing well. How about you, Tanner?
Good, my man. Good. So let's get into it, man. You called the meeting. Tell me a little bit about the business. I'd love to hear what you've built thus far and lay it on me, man. What's going on?
Yeah, absolutely. So I'm probably, a little earlier in the painting journey, I guess you could say, than some of your other guests. Sure. Right now, I'm still working a full-time job in a different industry. hoping to get out of it.
Are you at the job right now?
I am. we got a basement that one IT guy works. And I was like, okay, let me just go down here.
Give my call.
I've been doing this for about 10 years. I've kind of made my way up through the ranks and, make a good living. But ultimately, the last, probably 3 or 4 years, I've been really wanting to go out on my own, start a business. And I've tried a couple things. But I've really kind of landed on the trades and then now specifically, the painting industry. It just seems
good,
like
good landing spot.
Yeah, exactly. It seems like it's a growing industry. There's huge demand and there's a lot of, individual, smaller companies, that don't necessarily have that professionalism, the systems, that, you and others kind of talk about. So I feel like I could kind of bring my business knowledge with, standard operating procedures and all this other stuff into the business and then, kind of grow it from there.
What scares you the most about taking the leap, man?
I guess part of it's security, financial security and, I guess just the fear of the unknown, I know what I'm doing every day when it comes to my current job or it comes to painting, I've done a lot of research, I know, for the most part what to do, but I just don't have that experience yet. But that'll come with time.
So what you're about to do is like, it's like the ticket to entry. Because when you get to the other side of it, that is the unknown. You will live in the unknown every day. Mm-hmm. So the fear of the unknown is, that's just the gate. But when you get into it, everything's unknown and you got to utilize things that you're doing now, resources, people that are reaching out and seeing like, hey, this is possible. What I love is that you're already generating revenue and you're doing it part time. The big fear, generally speaking, is if I do this and I fail, what will come of me, right? You've built something, whatever that is right now, 10 years working at a job. I'm sure you're moving up the ranks or you have just the structure, you have bills to pay. So the answer I'm going to give you is like, obviously, you need to take the leap. The time that you're spending now could be time building this business. There'll never be a time that you're going to feel 100. I'll just make this clear, man. You're never going to feel 100% ready. There's no way. No one feels that. It's like, okay, God or whatever you believe in is like, you're good, you're protected for the next, 3 months. It isn't going to be the case.
Right.
If you had to go, let's say you got fired for doing this interview on the clock, seriously, what would be your move?
I think I'd basically go all in on the marketing,
And why aren't you doing that right now? Well, see, the thing is, you have the hedge of security right now. So the risks you should be taking should be like big, So what have you done so far for marketing?
So I have been hitting the marketing hard. I mean, I do have a, business coach that I hired. I felt like I was kind of stagnant. Nice. So someone that, in a different industry, but he scaled 2 other businesses to 6 figures.
Yeah.
Plus, so
the principles are the same. It's the rendering of the service is different. It's
exactly. Yeah.
Yeah.
And then a lot of the knowledge I get from guys like you and other people, on YouTube and whatnot.
So tell me about the marketing. What are you doing? All that.
Yeah. I'm on my off time. I'm going door to door. I got flyers. Okay. I even have one guy that you know, not every single day, but you know, as far as like a part-time gig, he'll help me. So I'll give him you know, money to do that. And then I'm also doing yard signs. I got 300 yard signs. I'm about halfway through. And those were, you know, a couple weeks ago. So
and do you have anyone helping you do the work? I know you said that you're in the brush now. Do you have anyone helping you, or are you the only one?
Yeah, so recently, you know, within the past few weeks, I got a subcontractor that I'm working with. Okay. It's him and three other guys. You know, last year, you know, going into the winter, I kind of was on the brush myself, more so just trying to get like, you know, extra cash on the side. But then I quickly realized, you know, I'd rather just scale this and, you know, be more of a business owner rather than just a tradesman, partially because of the limited time I have. But also just long term, I never really wanted to just be a painter. So yeah, they have a lot of capacity, and, you know, between all of them, they each have like 15, 20 years.
Are they working right now?
Not on my job, but okay. Yeah, I mean, every day.
So here's the deal. You found gold. Okay. Mm-hmm. You have loyal workers that do a great job, which have already rendered work for you. And you're letting someone else capitalize on that. Mm-hmm. And there's something that happened there. And for me, if you can't figure that out right now, it's going to be a hard road for you when you're in the unknown, because that's the secret. The secret is, how can I keep the best people busy? And I love you for, you already have the right mindset for this, which is easy now, because it's really just a matter of limiting beliefs. Door knocking and putting out yard signs is not the move. Specifically for somebody who is working a full-time job. You need to be putting money on the internet and running ads.
Like Have Facebook and Google that? Ads.
Like Facebook and Google ads.
Yeah. Last year I did some Facebook. That is something that I'm working with.
Tell me what I want to know on. That. What was some Facebook? Here's another thing. If you try, there's only so many avenues. If you try one and fail at it, you're apprehensive to do it again. Or if you tried one and you didn't do it the right way, you're still, your perception of it is skewed of what it should be. So what is, tried some Facebook.
I think I, you know, I created a basic.
Created the post ad. And boosted it, right?
I boosted it. So okay. I didn't really know what I was doing at the time, and I didn't put a ton of money into it. Yeah. So I think I really wasn't as committed last year.
Okay. What do you have anything going on right now in the business marketing wise online?
The only thing is just getting my socials, you know, posting.
None of that matters anymore because they don't even show your posts anymore to anybody. There's not enough room on the feed.
Also in Facebook groups. But that's just that's not like a main.
I've never capitalized on it. We share in groups pretty often. Every now and again, we get a lead. What I want you to do is I want you to realize that how you maneuver your money going forward is going to be the big difference for you, because as an employee for the last 10 years, your strategy with money is get your paycheck, pay your bills, save what's left. Yes.
Right.
Because that was mine. Right. And well, there's some spending, but it was generally personal spending of luxury or entertainment. The big difference here for you is get the money, pay your team, reinvest, pay yourself, save what's left. And that's how the money needs to move in a growing business. And the fact of the matter is right now you've been doing this for almost a year, dude, right?
Yeah. About mid.
And you've generated probably based on the numbers you sent me, probably within $70,000 to $80,000 in revenue. Is that true?
No, I mean, I was just giving an estimate as far as like the recent.
You say it's like $50,000?
So no, I'd say less.
A little bit less. So yeah, what I would consider is like, if I can emphasize anything to you on this coaching call, man, is that you found a subcontracting crew that you trust while you're working. Do you know how, like, people listen to this are like, dude, I can't even find a freaking employee to trust when I'm working. And you got a whole crew of three that produces good work, right? So,
yeah, I think I found it on one of the Facebook groups. It might even been.
So yours. You have a good relationship with him?
Yeah. And he basically is, you know, not a guy that wants to like scale a business. He just wants to,
yeah, he just wants to work
and do the work.
You know how many people are like that? So you're a business guy and you're a salesperson, but you're also a marketing firm. And what you need to understand is that you're selling leads to him, but you're selling them at a premium more than what you got them for. So if you, if you put $1,000 to Facebook, which isn't very much, and that generates you 5 estimates, okay? It's pretty expensive, but let's just go with $200 per estimate, right?
Yeah.
Generally speaking, most painting jobs are around $3,000 each, right?
Yeah. Yeah, on average.
Would you say would you say a 20% closing ratio is like a terrible salesperson?
Yeah.
Okay, but let's say you're a terrible salesperson. You just sold 2 jobs at $6,000, which is the bare minimum generally, right? You spent $1,000. You brought in $6,000. There's some cost to that, right? Performing 2 jobs, you probably $1,000 in cost. That leaves us $5,000. Subtract the $1,000. That's $4,000, right? That's how much is left. You got to pay your sub. Let's say you pay him half of that, $2,000. And you just made $2,000 simply by putting the money in and moving it over and creating a service and then getting money out. And if you can just understand that concept, it's easy to spend money on Facebook. It's easy to spend money on Google.
Yeah, I think it's a matter of better return than putting it into the S&P 500 and waiting 40 years.
Absolutely, dude. Absolutely.
Because that's you were in corporate, right? I mean, that's what they tell you. Okay, put it into your 401k, your IRA.
I bet you have money in your 401k that if you took out and put it into Facebook marketing and spun paint jobs out of it, you would grow it a lot faster.
Yeah, I think so.
I want you to understand another concept that it's hard for you to see right now. Okay, do you have a family? Like,
yeah. Well, that's another thing that's going on in my life. I have a wife and a stepson, but unfortunately, we're getting divorced, so we're selling the house. So I'm kind of going through that, and at the same time,
it's a lot, man. That's a lot of pressure for somebody.
I appreciate it. It's fine. I've been pretty much the sole provider for most of the marriage. So still continuing that through the situation.
All right. So you have a lot of adversity going on. To be honest with you, man, like I think there's this certain thing that you're going to channel, whether it's a family motivation or maybe you'll still be there for your stepson or whatever the situation is. I think we're all here to serve one another, whether that's our family. And when you get to a point where you are on your own and other people are counting on you, and that could be these subcontractors that you really grow relationships with, because you know if you don't sell these jobs, they're not going to be able to feed their family, right? That can only be triggered when your back's against the wall. Tony Robbins has made this concept very popular. It's burn the boats. If you want to take the island, burn your way home.
Yeah. Yeah. It forces you to, do the work and do whatever it takes or else.
No, it forces you to take risks every day. That's what it does. It's not about doing work. It's just about taking risks every day and just getting comfortable with failure and the chance of you being homeless. You wrote here on this note here that you gave me that you said you're hoping to go full-time in the painting business this year. We're in February. I mean, do you honestly really see you quitting? Be honest.
You're saying like this year or?
I'm saying like within the next 3 months, the next 90 days, can you see you putting your 2 weeks notice in, going all in on the painting business?
Yeah. Yes. I can.
Okay.
For sure.
What would stop
you? And honestly, if it comes down to it, okay, if it doesn't work out, I just go get a job and continue on the side.
Of course, dude. It's not even a problem. It's not a problem. Why won't you do it this week?
Well, I mean, still got bills to pay. I still got, credit cards. Still got to support the family still, that kind of thing.
That's not going to change in 90 days, Brett. It's never going to change. I'm just letting you know, just be aware of these things, because if we tell ourselves we'll do it tomorrow or in 90 days, What's going to happen is 90 days comes and there's still going to be family. There's still going to be bills to pay. Credit cards are due. At some point, you need to just pull the trigger and say, F it. I'll figure it out. And then guess what happens? The whole day, you're focused on finding a paint job. And guess what will happen? You'll find one because the market for painting is so big. It's not only the outside of homes. It's the inside of homes. It's not only the walls, trim, ceilings, and doors. It's the freaking cabinets. It's not just the cabinets. It's the garage floor. Do you understand?
Yeah. Yeah, there's a lot.
There's a lot.
Staining, too, and other, you know.
Okay. Do you have $3,000?
Yeah.
Okay. You need to hire a marketing agency to generate you leads, because that is the only thing that's going to give you the confidence to quit when you have leads hitting you up constantly wanting estimates. It's the only thing that'll make you feel confident that, you know, at least when you quit, you have people to interact with, you have estimates in the works, you have potential work in the pipeline, and then you'll never look back.
Yeah.
You can't do ads on your own. Don't ever do ads on your own. You don't know what you're doing.
Yeah,
and I'm not being disrespectful. I'm just saying,
don't do your
bookkeeping on your own. Don't do your ads on your own. Don't try to tackle SEO. What you need to be good at, Brett, is selling paint jobs, brother. And I think you're good at it. I think you naturally come across as someone trustworthy. I think you would be good at something like that. And I think the only thing stopping you is the confidence to leave, which really, if you had five leads that requested estimates today and you're sitting in your office hiding phone calls, trying to get in touch with them, wouldn't that make you say, I need to get out of here?
Yeah. Oh, for sure. And right now it's been one, you know, maybe one, give or take. But out of those five, I could probably close, you know, three, I would say.
I think I'm not like a natural.
Oh yeah, for sure.
And the thing is you have the confidence because you know that your team that you have is going to perform. And right now, do you even know what they're doing right now? Are they working for someone else right now?
I don't know. But he did. I talked to him, I think, yesterday. And he basically said that, like, we're hungry for interiors right now. Like, they don't have a ton booked up.
You should be so focused on finding those dudes work. Do you know how lucky you are to not have to do the work? I'm serious, bro. Even I had to do the freaking work when I started. If I had a team of three that was a crew like that, I didn't know what I was doing. You have a golden ticket, you know? And the cool thing is could you balance this out with your job currently? Yeah, you could, you know? But, you know, personally speaking, that's a short-term strategy. And the quicker you make this move, the more you're going to be able to learn the things you need to learn, because you can scale this business to $1 million in a year. Or not in a year. I don't think it'd be a year. I think it'd be a little over a year. You're going to need three teams of those guys to perform that. But, you know, start now, man. You can find another job.
Yeah. You're so limited at your job where there's so much upside with growing a business.
Huge upside. I think the next play for you is you need to hire a marketing agency to get the word out of this company.
Okay.
Facebook ads.
I like what you're thinking. I mean, outsource what you don't know. I was never a marketer, you know. You think Facebook and
most Google. Businesses, think about it this way. In 2 years, you could have $1 million a year painting business. I've seen it done. It's possible.
Yeah.
Okay. Now, do you know that most franchises that promise $100,000 a year in net income require at least $100,000 to $150,000 investment in order to guarantee $100,000 a year net income? I'm not talking about painting franchises. I'm talking about, like, let's say, like a restaurant franchise.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know that, like, all I'm asking you to do is spend $3,000 with a Facebook marketer who can generate you leads, and you could be well on your way to earning a six-figure income?
Do you think that's kind of the ticket? That's the first step.
The first step is making sure that you have leads. And, you know, you say that you're knocking on doors, but, you know, Facebook is digital door knocking. You know, I'd prefer to be on there. I'd rather spend my money than knock on freaking doors, dude.
Yeah. You know? I was just thinking with, yeah, with cash being limited, you know, get some jobs and then invest in the
digital market. But there's got to be some sort of risk that takes place here. I mean, you have to go into the savings. You got to take the money out of the freaking 401 dead K, you know, and
yeah.
And that's not going to, you and I both know that the 401k isn't going to do anything. It's a nice little nugget, but it's not going to propel you into retirement. What's going to propel you into retirement and a life of like comfort is this painting business.
Right. Yeah. 100%. 100%. And I just look at my, you have for 10 years.
No, you've been in your job for 10 years. Oh,
yeah. Yeah. And it's about to be, you know, cut in half.
The other side is okay, but I'll be honest with you, man. It's cool over here, man. And there's a lot of support in this community.
Yeah.
I'm here for you. If you run into a jam and you're in a position where you're kind of uncertain what your next move is, I know you're in our groups. I know that you listen to the podcast. I mean, dude, just plug in, man, plug in. And you got a bunch of other people that are living in uncertainty, working together to figure this thing out.
Yeah. Yeah. And that was the biggest thing, you know, why I invested in a coach and while I will invest in, you know, a marketer. I want that other side. Like
I want you to get good at making decisions. You don't need a coach. A coach is good to give you strategy on how to grow the painting business. A coach is not there to do anything other than point you in a direction. But the thing is, dude, like quitting this job is the confirmation to yourself that you're ready for this. And if you delay this any longer, you're just going to delay your future potential of actually, because you need to be an all-in type of person for this. Right. You can't just be 1 foot in, 1 foot out and hope that you have a thriving business. You and I both know you want to be on those jobs. You want to be shaking hands with your customers. You want to be in the networking groups. You want to be you want to be that guy in order to grow a real business. And you're sitting in a basement in your job right now when you could be out doing the thing that you love.
Right.
And it's because you don't know where the next dollar's coming from. But let me tell you, man, you're never going to have that confirmation. If you have a couple grand in the bank, you'll be fine. And worst case scenario, there's always, I'm that type of guy too. I'm thinking, hey, worst case scenario, what could I, dude, you get another job.
Exactly.
This company could fire you. I just wanted you to be very under, you know, you're at more risk with this company than you would be in your own painting business. You do know that, right?
Oh yeah. And the funny thing is, not to go into my history, but you know, I was working at an aerospace company, went over to this packaging company in 2020. And, the idea was I was going to train under this guy for several years. Well, he gets fired the next month I start. So I'm on my own with one buyer, and it's in the middle of the pandemic with all the supply chain issues. And I'm crushing it. I mean, it was like ridiculous, 60, 70 hours a week. You know, for what, you know, just so the company, you know, can keep selling. And we had like record sales in 2021 and 2022. And then this lady that I reported to, she ended up getting to be a CFO. She went ahead and basically fired like all these people because, you know, changes with the board of directors was a joint venture. Anyways, I got fired last year and I was like, no way. I didn't do anything wrong. Yeah. Yeah. And then I, you know, quickly got a job in the same industry, but, I was like, I was crushing this role and for no reason, cause she didn't like me. And that was like an eye opener, and I probably should have just like not even found a job. I should have just went all in on the painting business in hindsight. Because I was just like, these people can just fire me whenever they want and there's no repercussions. It's an at will state.
At the end of the day, like the thing is man, like you become a hunter, man. Like when you make that decision, you got to be ready for that. It's scary sometimes, man. You don't really know where your next meal's coming from, but it's possible, man. I'm on the other side. There's many people that are on the other side. You have a lot of leverage being a business guy, having a team already that many people struggle to even find one employee, bro. Okay. Like I can't emphasize this enough. What I'm feeling called to tell you is that you need to make the move. And I think it needs to be something that you feel certain about and you're okay with the worst case scenario, but you're optimistic about the best case scenario. You see an opportunity to create the life that maybe you wanted that you don't feel like you have. Maybe you're not happy right now, but I guarantee you, you'll be proud of yourself for making the decision. It'll feel scary for 2 weeks. You'll probably be in a really weird state, but what'll be cool is that all your focus will go in your painting business. And that obviously will produce a result.
Yeah.
You're not scared. Because
right now it's,
you can find something to paint, can't you?
Yeah.
Everybody. Yeah. Always, I mean, something
just in my market, I'm in Northeast Ohio and,
yeah,
you know, over 3 million.
How much do you
people,
make a day right now?
I mean, probably, I think it was like, I mean, like in my, 9 to 5.
On average, just give me an average, a range of what you make right now per day.
I think it was like 270, maybe.
270. Do you know that that's
80K a year?
Do you know that's one bedroom? Of net profit? One freaking bedroom?
Yeah.
God forbid you get a living room, brother.
Yep. Another thing I did. Another thing I did, which is like very motivating, I plugged in this calculator that shows what your average, you know, hourly pay is when it comes to the commute. Okay, I commute an hour and a half. When it comes to the time it takes to get ready, all that stuff, the gas, you know, I'm making like less than $20 an hour. I was like, if I can make more than that in my painting business.
You will. Brett, I'm trying to make it clear to you. We can come up with all the different reasons why. But at the end of the day, the worst, absolute worst thing that happens is you suck, which you've already proven it works. And you're in a position where you have to go apply for other jobs with your abundant amount of experience. The best thing you could possibly do at this stage of what I feel like, and I don't know you that well, but I'm saying you're in a very adverse position in life. You're having a relational change. You're going through a lot of change right now, but there's some momentum here to make something good out of it. And I think getting out of a routine will help you cope better if this is something that's been bothering you. At least for me, when I get out of a routine or I make a change or a shift in my physiology or my environment, it'll be something that you can just put your focus on, man. And like, if that's a gift that you can give to yourself, I would put in the 2 weeks as soon as today. And I know that's crazy. You might think, oh my God, I can't, but you got to listen to what your brain is telling you. It's probably saying, how are we going to pay this? How are we going to pay this? And it goes right to scarcity. Cause that's what our anatomy wants us to be in, is a position of safety, scared. That's the default, bro. And I think you got to activate that switch that says, I have a community behind me. I've sold these jobs before. I have team members that are ready to paint for me. All I have to do is show up at the door. Are you using drip jobs? Do you have drip jobs yet or no?
No, but I do have a call with, what's his name?
Dominic?
Dominic. Yeah, I think on Monday.
When's that? Monday?
Monday, same time. So
he's going to hook you up probably with 60 days free. I'm sure I'll tell him to. So you don't have to pay for drip jobs for 2 months. That'll help, right? So,
yeah. But honestly, man, I was definitely going to sign up. I mean,
yeah. So I'll tell you what. You ready for this? CRM. You ready for this? If you put in your 2 weeks notice by next Friday, I'll give you 4 months of drip jobs for free. How about that?
Okay. Okay. I feel it.
Good with that? There you go. So there's a little bit of motivation. You like that? I'm telling you, man. I'm going to connect you with who you need to talk to for ads. I'm going to get you the right person so you can trust that they're not going to waste your money. I only give people information of people that I trust, and I think I have the perfect person for you. And I also have a coach for you that's painting specific, that works with startup, and he's a very good guy. He's going to get you to a certain place, but someone you can just chat with, right? It'd be really beneficial to work with these individuals, man. There's a community here. But I hope that was helpful. Did this help?
It was. Oh yeah, yeah. Yeah, that was great.
I'm fired up for you.
It's just a different mindset. It's an abundance mindset rather than just a scarcity mindset.
Dude, it's so abundance. It's all abundance mindset. You got to believe in yourself, man. You have to. You've already done this. You have all the tools. I can't even believe that we're even having this conversation, but it's okay because I was there and I understand. You're way ahead of what I was. I didn't have anyone like helping me with doing the work. So for you to be at such a position now, it's like, come on, man, let's just do this, get this over with. Let's get this business up and running so you can create a business and be the manager that you wish you had, right? You're obviously, I've been in corporate, you know that. So like I've had those managers that made me feel inferior because they couldn't produce what I was doing and they had power. And no, some people can't It's hard for people in corporate to harness power in an effective way, because part of the reason why is because great leaders lift up their subordinates. However, when it comes to corporate, they're not rewarded for doing that. It's right. more so they're going to hide things to make themselves look good in the eye of their superior. It's a terrible system. But what's great is that you get, you know what I'm saying? I hope you get that. Like, cause what you're able 100%. To do here is like, dude, you could create culture if you want to transition to employees eventually and have a culture and a team and a manager.
Yep, that's what I want to do.
I mean, it's there. So
good luck to you, man. I want to do a bonus structure for the painters and, you know,
love that.
And kind of like my good friend allow Eric them has to grow.
Dude, actually,
I signed up for it.
Oh, you're in Eric's thing?
Eric, Fosnight.
Cool. Yeah. So he has the W-2 bonus structure course that's coming up.
Yeah. He's just north of me in Cleveland.
No kidding. It's awesome.
Yep.
Yeah. You should connect with him. He's a heck of a guy.
Oh, yeah. I've been messaging him back and forth.
Has he mentioned marketing to you?
No, not yet. Okay. I know he owns an agency, right?
Yeah. So he's a person I trust very much, right? So there's a lot here, man. But what I want you to do is sit on all that. And I hope to hear the good news that you made the leap and, you know, I think it's going to work out in your favor.
Absolutely. No, I think so too.
Cool, man. Well, good luck.
I appreciate the time, Tanner.
Yeah, of course, brother.
Thank you.